my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
We're blessed, good neighbor, knowing that you're listening today. Thank you for being tuned to the broadcast, a short, quick 15-minute broadcast. We begin with this great song, Sing Me a Song About Jesus. You and I are going to determine today who we're going to sing about. And you can sing about all you want, about all your troubles and trials and struggles and heartaches and disappointments and so low you could spit on the floor and slide under the door, all that. How about Sing Me a Song About Jesus? There's a good song. Singers, sing for us, please. A good song. Thank you so much. Today, on the other property, the school property on 941 Clyde Avenue, Santa Clara, California, we're having kindergarten graduation. Now, don't hold me to this. Best I know, I think it's at 9:30 this morning. And tomorrow on the Dela Cruz property, junior high and high school, I believe that's at 10 o'clock in the morning. But again, you check the school app. They know all about that. But I'm looking forward to, I love these graduations. We've had college graduation and now kindergarten today. And those kids in their cap and gowns and they sing and they speak and oh, it's so incredible. The principals speak to us today. And parents and grandparents, such a big thing. And it is a big thing. And I'm just so very grateful for it. And so I hope that you'll be in prayer. These kids have a life ahead of them, education, academics. They all know how to read now. So they've been prepared there for, in that regard. And pray that as they come to first grade, all the way through 12th grade, then off to Golden State Baptist College, or there may be one or two other colleges. We'll see. But let's just pray that they would give their lives to God. Think of all these kindergartens. They have youth conferences ahead. They have camps ahead. They have revival meetings for youth ahead and prayer by the flagpole and all those different things and basketball and baseball and soccer and volleyball and cheerleading and oh my, and plays children's church yet ahead of them, junior high and senior high youth hour. Oh my goodness, a lot of events ahead of them. Pray they live for God and live for Him a lifetime. This song goes right along with that, Brother Ethan. Thank you for choosing it. And the song is, I Know What Lies Ahead. See, what do you mean you know lies ahead? Well, listen to the song. I think you'll enjoy it as Golden State sings for us right now. I Know What Lies Ahead.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but it leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while He suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. I know that ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul. I know that ahead there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole. I know that I'll be at home with Jesus where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough to travel, still I know what lies ahead. While on this road I get so weary and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me find the way. As I climb each hill and cross each valley, by His hand I'm daily led. But I won't look back, I'll keep on walking, for I know what lies ahead. I know that ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul. I know that ahead there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole. I know that I'll be at home with Jesus where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough to travel, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough to travel, still I know.
I'm going to bring to you today just this one thought. I always kind of like to close the broadcast and realize I left a thought with those dear people today. And today it's chapter 21 of Proverbs, and I don't mean to always go back to Proverbs. I was off of it for a couple of weeks, but I just get drawn back all the time. Chapter 21, verse 11, when the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. So, you know, we're going to choose today, are we willing to take instruction and take correction and actually seek correction? Or is nobody's going to tell me, nope. How about, let's go back. Proverbs 9 and verse number 7. He that proveth a scorner getteth himself shame. Stop right there, please. That's why I don't give much advice. I know when I was younger, I gave a lot more advice than I do now. In fact, when we came here 48 years ago, people wanted more advice. Even though I was a young kid, people wanted advice. They wanted direction. I found out that we had parents in our church, and they wanted biblical instruction. Even before we had our own children, they wanted biblical instruction how to raise children. We used to have for 25 years here called a visit with the pastor, Sunday night before church for 45 minutes, and I would deal with subjects and talk about subjects. I'd talk about how to have a Christian funeral. What about cremation? I talked about how to be an usher in the New Testament local church, how to raise children. All these, there's so many, how never to buy your child a brand new car. Let them save that for. I've got a book out on this. I've always instructed, do not go in business together with church members. I don't know if it ever works. My goodness. Well, there's a lot. And then there's biblical instruction. Well, you know, Brother Ethan, and I'm not being negative, 48 years ago, people wanted it more. And I'm certain in my parents' lifetime, they'd say, oh, yeah, we wanted that. I don't give much instruction. I watch people doing things. Say, well, you're a shepherd. Well, I try to preach messages and I guard our people, yes. But to go up to someone, oh my goodness. You're being a little bit out of control with your husband. Are you kidding me? You're not treating your wife properly. Maybe I do that to a man. But I'm not going to approach a woman and say that. I'll tell you that right now. No. You know, you're going to lose your kids. You keep doing that. Are you kidding me? You see, wise people, but if you rebuke a scorner, they're going to hate you. And rebuke a wise man, he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, he'll be a wiser. A just man, he will increase in learning. Today, you're going to have to figure it out. Do you want instruction? I like this chapter we're in chapter 21. You notice he keeps saying, my son, my son, all the way through this book of Proverbs, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son. Why? Well, he's trying to say, son, listen to me. Get instruction from your dad. You say, well, your life wasn't perfect, Dad. Why should I listen to you? Well, because your dad's gone down that path and he knows mistakes he's made. And mother's gone down the path you're trying to trod right now, and she knows the mistakes she made. And she wishes that she'd been, I wish in high school, and even school, I did not like school until I got to college. I was not a good student. It was my fault. I was lazy. I didn't want to be a good student. I loved working. I did not enjoy school at all. I did not enjoy it. But I wish I would go back and been a little bit more mature and disciplined and grown up and did things right. But instead, I had to become a good student taking remedial English when I went to college. Why? Because I never got it in high school. I missed it. And I wish I would have listened to my mother or my father as he tried, and I paid the consequence. Now, what have I been doing the last 54 years? I study all the time. I wish I would have started earlier. Our Father, I thank you for our listeners, and very few people really want instruction, direction, and consequently will destroy our lives. And help us to be aware, every time the pastors of our churches preach to us and preach the Word of God, may we come with a hungry heart and an ear that's open and a heart that's ready to receive and to heed. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.